today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're so glad you could join us today. We're continuing our study in the little book of Colossians. Paul wrote to this little church and encouraged them in the Lord. And we're continuing a message from last week. And if you'd like to hear the first part of this message, you can go to the website at considerhisword.org. And there you can hear all of the broadcasts, and you can including this one and including last week, so you can kind of put them together. So go visit the website, www.considerhisword.org. While you're there, click on the little tab that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you and where you're hearing this broadcast today. And if you'll write to us and give us an address, we will send you a little prayer journal. We'd be glad to get this to you. You can also email me directly at considerhisword radio@gmail.com. Or many people write to us and let us know where they're hearing the broadcast, and we send them also this little prayer journal. So our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Paul is writing to the church, and he said that he's praying for them. I'm looking particularly at chapter 1, verses 10 through 14, really. I'm going to read them all again. I did that last week. But Paul wrote to them and said, first of all, I'm praying for you, and reminded them of his prayer for them every day. This is the second time he's told them that he's remembering them in prayer. And he said that his prayer for them, his desire is for them, and he lists four different things. First of all, he said that they would understand the will of God. Secondly, that they would walk worthy of the Lord. The third thing was that they would be strong. And the fourth was that they would be grateful to the Father. We're going to go back and look at these. I took a long time on the first one last week. We're going to kind of go through these a little bit faster today. So first of all, he told them that his desire for them was that they would do the will of God, that they would understand the will of God in all wisdom, he said, and spiritual understanding. It's important to know the will of God and to do the will of God. The happiest you'll ever be in your life is when you understand the will of God and are doing the will of God. When you get out of His will, you're going to find yourself in trouble. So Paul said, I want you to understand the will of God. Now, he's writing to this church, so this is important for churches also to seek the will of God, not just to go do all these programs and do all these different things. You know what a lot of churches do, and I'll admit there was a time that we did this too, which we'd sit down, we'd make out a plan, and we'd say, we're going to have this event, or we're going to go to this place. And we make all of our plans, and then we say, okay, Lord, bless it. Well, if it's not God's will, He's not going to bless it. And many of our failures in ministry is because we've jumped out ahead of God and have done things that are not necessarily His will. And so Paul said, I want you to understand what the will of God is. Secondly, he said, I desire that you would walk worthy of the Lord. This is down in verse 10. He said that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So what does he mean by walking worthy of the Lord? I believe that he's talking about that we should live in a way that pleases God, a life that pleases the Lord, being obedient to him. You know, most people, you have to admit, live just to please themselves. They want to do it my way, want to do what I want to do. And it's very selfish, and we are very selfish motivated. That's just human nature. And you would find some people that live to please other people around them. You know what we call that? That's peer pressure. We do things and live to please somebody else. There's many in a relationship, and that's their only motivation, is to please somebody else. But few live simply to please the Lord, to honor him in their life, and to give him first place. As he later says here in Colossians, that he would have the preeminence, that he would have the first place in their life. And so he says, I want you to live, to walk worthy of the Lord, to live pleasing to the Lord. And then he added two things. He said, being fruitful, you know, and living right for the Lord, doing the right things, is going to result in right things. It's going to result in fruit. Now, when we read the scripture, we read this word fruit, and it means a couple of things. Yes, in some places, it is talking about souls, that people would be saved. But sometimes when it's talking about fruit, it's talking about the outcome of a righteous life and living right. There's fruit in living right. And so he said that they should live right, serving the Lord, and then also increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, to increase in the knowledge of God, I think the only way that happens is by reading the Word of God, being in the Scripture. And I hope you have a way that you're in the Scripture every day and understanding the will of God through reading the Word of God and growing strong in Him. It also comes by hearing the Word. We get knowledge by hearing the Word and sitting under a good Bible preacher and listening to what he's saying. But it's also by experience, and that is living the Word of God, doing what the Bible says. Now, the third thing he says to them is his desire for this church was that they would be strong. He said, with all power. He's particularly talking about the power of God. He said over in Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the power of his might, and that we live in his power and in his strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And so he wants you to be strong, strong in your faith, strong in your life, strong in your walk with God, strong in your stand for the Lord, strong in the Word of God, strong in his power, he said, strong in patience or endurance, strong through long suffering. And sometimes we have to go through some things, and that sometimes a persecution becomes. And this serving ought to be with joy. Well, I'll not live it a miserable life. He wants you to have joy. That's what he says several times in his scripture. He said that he'd give us the abundant life. And so he wants you to be strong in your heart and strong in your life, strong in your faith, and living for the Lord. And then the last thing he said was, is that they would be grateful to the Father. He said he saved us and gave us an inheritance. We ought to be thankful. He delivered us from darkness. We ought to live a life of gratefulness. I know many people now that keep a grateful journal, or at least a grateful place in their journal. And every day they write down something they're grateful for, that they're thankful for. Now, you know, we have Thanksgiving Day, and that's a great thing. But we ought to be thankful every day and be grateful to the Lord every day, not just one day a year. We're talking about, well, what are you thankful for? No, we ought to be asking that question every day. And we'd be grateful to the Father. And he goes on and says, giving thanks to the Father, which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of light, who delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So he says to be thankful for your inheritance. Be thankful that he delivered you from darkness. The Bible says that we pass from light to darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Changed by the Spirit of God, by being born again. He changed our address from heaven to hell. Colossians 1:14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Are you living a grateful life, free from sin, to glorify and honor the Lord? I believe God desires all of these things in us today, that he desires these things for you. And you know what? This is a great way to pray for someone else, to pray for these things, that they would understand the will of God, that they would walk worthy of the Lord, that they would be strong in the Lord, and that they would be a thankful person, a grateful person. Have you ever met somebody that's not thankful for anything? You know what? When you're not grateful, you complain, and you complain about everything. Grateful people are not complainers. They don't tend to be. Now, Paul had this desire for the churches, but this would also should be a desire in your own life, that these are in your own life, that you are seeking the will of God, and that you are walking worthy of the Lord, and that you would be strong in the Lord, and that you would be thankful every day, thankful for his work in your life, thankful for his salvation in your heart. Paul, in writing to this church, wanted them to look unto the Father, and he had a great desire for them and had a great heart for them so that they would be successful and that they would be fruit-bearing in their church. He spoke to them about how Christ should have first place, seeking his will, desiring to do what he wants you to do, not just making up your own plans and doing what you want to do, but doing what he wants you to do. What's God's will for your life? What's God's will for your job? What's God's will for your church? What is God's will for a family? You know, God has all of these answers, and he's not going to reveal them all at once. He'll reveal them little by little by little. As you seek the will of God in the Word of God and in the wisdom of God every day, calling unto him. And he invites you to call him. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know none of. And he will answer you. When you ask him for that wisdom, he'll give it to you so that you can understand what the will of God is and what God wants for your life. And so pray to seek the Lord. Pray unto the Lord to see what he has for you and what his will is for you. Well, our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.